for me.
Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Revolution, Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes.
Actually, I think I'm live on Revolution Radio now, so that's cool. I don't know what that was. I don't think that was my intro that was playing there. That was something else. It sounded like heavy metal or something. Pretty weird, man. There we go. These things are dumb. Backwards. It's the clown show. Anyway, welcome to Revolution.radio, where the internet never sleeps. This is Mountain High Time, or at least I thought it was. I'm not sure that was my intro that played there, but whatever. Here we are. Now we're here, and we're all together. I'm also streaming live on Mountain High Time on YouTube. And if I can figure out my headset situation, there we are. There we are. But I only really need these to know when the intro comes in at the... I think it's at the 7 mark of the hour, but anyway, or 57, we'll be back there, but we'll have a commercial. Let's get to the news, because, you know, it's weird. The whole world has lost their minds. Here we go. Yeah, they've lost their ever-loving minds. And I'm going to share this video with those on YouTube. It's a article from the AP. Feeling crowded yet? The U.S. Census Bureau estimates the world finally passed 8 billion people. But what they don't tell you is there's a population plateau that was already going to come because, you know, people aren't making the babies like they used to, at least in the Western world. And, you know, a lot of times nobody wants to talk about the problems that the Western world faces for whatever reason. Some of those theories I can't say on YouTube, so we'll skip it. But let's just say it's the weird diets and medications, in my opinion. I mean, because if you kind of overlap a map of the world where people eat all of the transformed grains, i.e. GMOs, it's kind of weird they let you talk about GMOs openly without banning you. I guess everybody knows they're not worried about that. It's the other topics, those same countries that happen to have low birth rates and infertility, sterilization, it seems, happened to those countries somehow. I'm not going to say how. I'm just saying maybe some people have it and some people don't that live different lifestyles. I'm by no means like a super health nut, but I don't take the medicines from the pharmaceutical companies or, you know, none of it, really. I don't even take aspirin. I don't even do that. If I have a migraine, I take a hot shower. I deal with the pain. Because most of that stuff doesn't seem to work for me anyway. Like Excedrin, all that stuff doesn't do it. But I thought we'll just move on to this article. It is a fallacy, though, that, you know, the world is overpopulated. And they use that a lot with the climate alarmist narrative, too. The world's so overpopulated, you know, there's just too many people, too many cows farting, and you're the problem because you put out CO2 for the plants to eat. I don't know what it is about the world government, but they have, you know, they really have something against farting cows, and they really hate, you know, people that breathe plant food. So I guess that includes like all the birds and, you know, all the animals, really. All the animals, you know. They're bad for the environment, actually. So somehow they want you to believe that the environment would be better off sterilized, I guess, kind of like the Western world. Sorry. No pun intended there. Or maybe it was. You can eat the bugs. You know, the other night we were talking on many Ice Age conversations about the Great Leap Forward and the idiocracy that happened when the Communist Party took over. And, you know, they threw all these people in jail and tortured a bunch of people. And then they ended up killing a lot of people. I know everybody knows about the, what is it, like 100 million, 80 million, something to that effect. They got murdered. But you know what? They also murdered all the little birds, right? Because they thought they were eating the grain or whatever. So with their geniuses at hand in the new government, they killed all the birds. And then flocks and flocks, or should I say swarms, swarms of bugs and came and ate all their crops. So that didn't work out for them because, well, they destroyed nature to save, you know, plants. That didn't really work out, did it? Kind of like Bill Gates, you know, with this little weird, let's chop down the trees and bury them because they're bad for the environment. I mean, seriously, is that not silly or what? I mean, that blows my mind, my stoner mind. Let's see. I don't like nature, or maybe I like nature, but in order to save nature, we're going to kill nature. That's how it works, you know? You got to kill nature to save it.
get rid of all them CO2 farting animals out there just ruining the environment.
Did you guys ever wonder, you know, like at the end of the Ice Age, you know, where they're like Neanderthals and Cro-Magnon, Denisovans and whatever else. And they were driving, right? They were driving their SUVs everywhere. So bad for the environment. Just kidding. They didn't do that. Anyway, here's this thing from InfoWars. And it's a video, so it's not an article, but I watched the video. And basically what they're claiming is that the Milquetoast protest on January 6th that looked like Milquetoast protest compared to anything Antifa or Black Lives Matter did. You know, they were literally burning down cities all across America in the name of diversity and equality and all of these really great sounding named things that are obviously the exact opposite of what they're portraying. They're people that just want to tear down and I don't think I say that on the radio. Anyway, they want to tear down and, you know, spread around their poopsicles, if you will, their poopsicles all around downtown. And speaking of that, we're going to get to that because, you know, let me see. I need to find the article that's about that, actually. Do you guys remember, I forget which year it was, the Olympics that took place in China? And they had a big deal. Here it is. They had a big deal because they hid all the poor people. So they had a bunch of poor people they made come, you know, build this big old bird's nest or whatever the hell it was supposed to be for their big time Olympics, which, by the way, if you saw their little, you know, performances, it was them telling the world that we're back and we're a superpower. It was obviously about that, themed that. But in the backdrop, they didn't want people from around the world to see poverty and dirty buildings and poor people and things like that. So it's ironic that now in It was Poopsickleville. Anyway, we're moving on. San Francisco clears the homeless off finally. You know, I know the residents are like, what? Because all this time, you know, they've been saying, hey, I'm a property owner. I pay taxes. And this guy, he keeps leaving poopsicles on my doorstep and I don't like it. And they're like, shut up, racist. Go back inside your white privileged house. And they'd be like, I'm Hispanic. And they'd be like, shut up, whitey. I'm just kidding. That was a bad impression of a leftard. Anyway, San Francisco clears homeless and cleans the poop-covered streets for Biden Xi Jinping summit next week. In other words, they're going to try to cover it up. Not unlike what China did when the world came to see their Olympics. Isn't that nice? It's nice. Anyway, back to over here, where we would never act like communist China. And I like to circle around because the AI has trouble keeping track of what you're talking about, especially if you do it in code. Believe it or not, AI has its limitations. But anyway, supposedly the people of the Milquetoast protest that happened at the Capitol, which it really was. I mean, there was probably some agent provocateurs lighting trash can on fire. I think they broke some windows, right? And then that lady got shot, remember? Because she poked her head through a broken window and the whole government apparatus was so scared that they shot an unarmed woman right in the neck, I think. It was somewhere around the neck. You can go look it up. You can watch the video. And people immediately started calling her a terrorist, and they made up this whole false narrative about Americans being terrorists and throwing an insurgency. And now they're calling it the January 6th attack. Like if there was an attack on the Capitol, there wasn't. There was a milquetoast protest at best, even by other riot and protest standards. However, they managed to throw Grandma in jail if she walked around and between the little velvet robes there and took pictures. Have you ever seen a revolution happen with flags and cameras? Me neither. But anyway, according to this report and some of the people close to the people that we're referring to now, like the government wants to call insurgents. And if you ever noticed, once they, label you some stuff like enemy combatant or insurgent, well, then you might get killed. You remember when Obama killed that, what was his name? Anwar Awlaki. If I said it right. Right? The guy that used to dine at the Pentagon and hang out there. He actually lived over here in Las Cruces, New Mexico, right next to me. I live in New Mexico as well. And the guy lived there and he did whatever he did there. But the point being, he was an American citizen. He might have been a scumbag. I don't really know. But the president ordered a drone strike on him. No trial, no jury. No constitution, none of that. Just dropped a bomb on him. American citizen. They called him a enemy combatant. So that made it okay. Because if you get called some name that they arbitrarily make up, new definition to a new word, you know, a new combination of words, he's a enemy combatant. Then it's okay to kill him without a trial or without a jury or any other of his supposed inalienable rights that was given to him by his creator. So fast forward to today. Now we're calling people insurgents, like we called them all across the Middle East while we invaded their countries and tried to topple them so that we could complete the think tank's idea of what should happen in the Middle East. And that think tank would be the New American Century, which they're getting all the stuff that was in their Christmas list. If you go back and read what they were saying, like in the late 90s, early 2000s, all the way to 9/11, they mentioned all of it, all the way to today, where, you know, we're calling our own citizens insurgents and trying to say that, you know, all dressing alike, which was dumb, in my opinion. But anyway, all dressing alike and then going to the Capitol and saying, you know, we don't believe what you said and we're going to protest. So they did a protest. And then obviously the government forces that were there were not the only forces active in the crowds. But now it's admitted government forces kind of egged stuff on, opened doors, let people in. And now they're blowing it all out of proportion and throwing people in jail for basically what amounts to misdemeanor trespass. I don't know how you can trespass in supposedly the people's house, but let's ignore the fact that the left will take over the whole building, do the same thing, maybe sometimes a little more violently. And we call that a mostly peaceful protest. But these guys, nah, this is what you're going to get if you're patriotic and you don't believe the government. What they're setting precedent for is being able to lock you up because you don't believe them. So we're going to make a point out of these J6ers. You love all the terminology, so they could turn it into a big thing that it's not. They tried to compare it to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Now, to me, what does that mean? Maybe it was comparable to those two events, but not in the way you're thinking. You know, when you think of Japan and Pearl Harbor, they knew the attack was coming. In fact, they didn't warn anybody about it. They didn't warn nobody. So they just let it happen. Now, I'm sure you got your own opinions on 9/11, but there's some more similarities there. And then you got this J6 insurgents supposedly being brutally tortured at facilities across America. Is it true? I don't know. But from what I've gathered, they can't even talk to their lawyers, none of that stuff. But I got some good news, because the B-21 Raider, here, let me reload this for YouTube. The B-21 Raider is flying around. It says that the Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber takes flight for the first time. And weirdly, if you look at the profile of this, it looks like the 50s depictions of UFOs. I mean, just straight up. Look at it right there. All it needs is two little antennas. And ironically, the old stealth bomber looked just like a classic UFO if you look at it from the front-on view. And its tail wings look like the little antennas. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, quinky-dink or part of the joke on the public or what, but if you see this thing fly, it looks exactly like the first descriptions when they actually used the term flying saucer, which actually wasn't saucers. It was little V-shaped craft, not unlike what we're flying today. Isn't that nice? Or maybe it's just a coincidence. Anyway, let's play this video for you guys on YouTube. And it's sleek. It looks like a combination of the old one and the new one, and it's really round, very UFO-ish looking, very scary, death from above for sure. Let's move on back to the Sanford shithole treat. Biden and Xi will meet. They're going to prioritize my stutter's kicking in sometimes. So they're going to prioritize restored military communications. It kind of reminds me of like when the enemies meet right before a world war. Take a picture. You know, like when, Stalin and Hitler took a picture. To commemorate their little treaty. And then, well, look how that turned out. Not so well. Not so well for the Russians or the Hitlerians. I don't know. Can you even say that on YouTube? It's so censored. I forgot. It's been a while since I've done shows. So excuse me if I get a strike on the first show I've done in a while. Let's go look over here in the chat room and see who all's supporting us on YouTube. Add this person with a wrench. Cool. It looks like they're having a party in there. Good job. But anyway, back to this. Next Wednesday, excuse my stoner, President Joe Biden and Xi Jinping plan to meet in San Francisco on the sidewalks. I mean, on the sidelines. That was Freudian. Speaking of which, who cares about that? You remember when it flooded in San Francisco and all the poop and the needles and, you know, and all of that stuff just kind of floated through the town? Do you guys remember? I remember. I would never go to that city in a million years. Were they trying to, you know what? This makes me think maybe there's an assassination attempt on, you know, important people with hepatitis from the poop on the sidewalk. I'm just joking. Actually, you know what's messed up is you always find poop on the sidewalk where people won't allow people to come in the public restroom. So if they don't let the public into their restrooms, people just poop on the sidewalk. In Mexico, it was bad because the stores would be like charging a couple pesos to get in and relieve yourself. And I'm like, no wonder they poop at your doorstep if you're going to charge for it. Anyway, that was just, sorry, a little bit of stoner rambling. Moving on. Breaking. Russia wins war in Ukraine. Question mark. I don't know that that's true, but NATO is cutting its weapons shipments as Poland accuses Kyiv of Nazi war crimes. Oh, who would have ever predicted or thought that people would start accusing Ukraine of Nazi war crimes? You know, it's not like all the way up until recently they had open Nazis in the ranks hailing Hitler and doing the whole thing. You know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about that. You're not supposed to remember that all of the news agencies up until about 2014 was pointing out that there was a bunch of Nazis over there in the Ukraine. Even Putin was pointing that out, but they were saying that was Russian disinformation. And maybe it was. I don't know. I'm not the authority on information. Anyway, let's look at this. Shock video. You guys can't see it on the radio. I'm just kidding for you guys. You can't see it. Anyway, what it is a shock Florida cop run over in a deliberate ambush. And basically, I'm not even going to play the video on YouTube because I'll probably get in trouble too. So you guys are all equal. Nobody gets to watch it because you live in a weird, you know, Stasi-like East Germany, you know, kind of free America. Excuse me. It was too complicated to push two cough buttons, so you guys got the full phlegm. Anyway, this video is pretty messed up. So a guy leaves when a bunch of cops are pulling up by his house, and he just takes off, and they kind of ignore him, and then he comes back at a high rate of speed and just, boom, plows into two cops, probably killing and maiming one of them. And somehow, even though he's a black dude, they don't shoot him. They don't kill him. Any other time I've seen people use a car for a weapon, the cops kill them. Or they shoot a lot of rounds at them, at least. That's crazy. But anyway, yeah, they just taser him. He falls down. It's weird, man. Anyway, I've been tripping on the Twitter Twitter files. I'm going to call it that. It's not what you're thinking. It's just, I've been looking at Twitter and I'm seeing all this crazy stuff. So today, supposedly, according to this guy, the New York City woman who was getting mugged by homeless man before being saved by a man with a gun says the gun scared her and she wishes he didn't use it. And poor, bless her little heart. Bless her little heart. She was more scared of the gun than the guy mugging her. And that's what we've become as a victim mentality nation. That's that free America that you're talking about. This guy, you know what? We'll just arrest the guy that saves the woman from being mugged. Because that makes sense. Let the criminal go. You know, when I was younger, I used to think I was a criminal, but then I realized the governments just make you a criminal no matter what you do. It's just depending whether or not they're going to mess with you or not. So, you know, if you ever do the right thing, don't do it. Is that the message here? I don't know. Anyway, the way they wrote this, he should have just let her be mugged. It gets even worse. The woman said she would have seen the man as a bigger hero if he helped her without the gun. Well, what if it didn't work out that way? But it did. It just blows my mind. So we're going to start arresting people for stopping crime. You're going to get arrested for saving your own life. If you imagine living in a state like New Mexico that simultaneously bans open carrying of firearms or having it concealed because of a emergency health order, and then says simultaneously from the same government where you can't move the homeless encampment that's in your front yard, that's in your backyard, that's in the front of your business. You can't do it. You can't move them. The city has to decide that they can't be there or not. You will get in trouble for protecting your private property. Now, I do agree that you shouldn't be able to use violence on people because they're camping in your property that you didn't have fenced off. But, you know, you should be able to at least spray them with a water hose, which I've seen people do, and then get arrested for, because, you know, that's mean. How can you water hose some poor guy that's shitting in your doorstep? Well, because that person, and there are people that are homeless that didn't mean to be homeless, that couldn't help being homeless, that had mental issues, came up in a family with nothing, and, you know, something traumatic happened to them. They lost everything. They ended up on the street. There's some sad stories. But when I drive by a guy that's on the sidewalk at the stoplight, and I see him in, like, you know, say it's January, and he has a sign that says, broke, out of gas, homeless, can you help, have family? And I'm like, oh, man, that's messed up, man. I'm buy that guy a pizza and give him $5. But, you know, later, it's like September, and the guy's still out of gas. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd have came up with some gas money by then, one way or another. I mean, picking up cans, I don't care what it is. I would have figured out. He should have learned how to play the bucket. I would have felt better giving him money, you know, if he could play the bucket or something. You know, if he did some kind of service for society, making it trippy outside, playing some music, whatever. But not just being out of gas for all day, every day. And then there's now 20 of the same guy with the same sign, the same out of luck, I need some gas, please help, sign. Now, obviously, there's a problem going on. When a person like myself, who barely makes anything, can make it, but other people can't make it, there's something going on. I've been homeless. I walked to a job for months and months and months. And then I got a house. I know that sounds impossible. Now, I didn't buy the house, obviously. I rented it, but still, you know what? I got tired of sleeping by the river. I got tired of being cold at night and being hot in the day, and the chiggers, ticks, mosquitoes, and whatever else lives in the outdoors. So what happened? People are taking calls? No, don't do that. No, I have it all set up where, you know, I'm on two mics because the computer wasn't recognizing something for Skype. I don't know. So we just do it this way. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on. I'm sorry. I took up your time. Is anything still true on the internet? No one knows anymore. Ain't that the truth? New tools can create fake videos, clone the voices of those closest to us. And, you know, I can tell you for a fact that I can clone anyone, anyone's voice now. I practiced it. I checked it out. I can do it. I can make whoever I want come on as a guest on my show. So, but I've been telling my audience that for years through the 7 banned YouTube channels, that YouTube didn't like my information. They didn't like it. I only use articles to show what I'm talking about. I never, you know, pull something out of my butt. I'm talking about what they're talking about. And sometimes if you show what they can really do and you put it in a new context, they'll ban you. Remember that one time I was talking about nanotech on the Q-tips? No, shh, 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 shh. Settle down. Settle down. We don't want to talk about that. Anyway, is anything true? I don't think it is. And now when you're watching anything, so if they say, hey, look, this politician said this, you can say, how do I know that? I wasn't there. If you weren't there, then you don't know that it happened. You cannot trust any video, any article, any, you know, nothing. You can't trust it because it can all be faked, twisted, and not to mention the obvious propaganda and Ministry of Truth style news that they give you with everything from wars to health, whatever. They're not telling you the truth, or at least not the whole truth, only part of the truth. Yeah. Is this real? It couldn't be. Like, I faked my own voice and put it on just to play around with you guys. If you remember the video I did about predictive programming in the video games, where they, you know, they kind of tell you exactly what they're going to do. Here, kids, get used to this. You're going to have to go fight in war in a few years and live it for real. It's Call of Duty in real life. That'll be real. The bullets that whiz by your children when they go get entangled in these banker wars, no matter what country or religious dogma you live under, the truth is the big banks decide when your children are going to go be cannon fodder. That's real. I'm pretty sure that's real. It's been real, admittedly, through history. World War II, you go look, go Google the Warburg brothers and who they, you know, financed and see what's up with that. You might not like the answer because it might make you, you know, think about today. Is it real? When they tell you, you know, a bunch of kids are in incubators, which there's some new stories out real similar to that same one that got us to invade Iraq in 1991. Remember, in Kuwait, there was babies in incubators and there was some girl on there crying on C-SPAN. Turned out to be the relative of the Kuwaiti management or whatever there. One of the daughters of somebody was the one testifying about the babies in the incubators that Saddam's forces was just throwing on the floor. Oh, my God. But it turned out it was the same as the yellow cake uranium that came later. Right? You remember in 2001, after the buildings dropped, they said, hey, you know what? It's been 2 years since the building drops. Let's go bomb Iraq now. They have weapons of mass destructions. But did they? They didn't seem to have what we were looking for, even when the war supposedly was over. That never ended, really. You know, are we hearing that now? Are you going to send your children into a world war with, you know, fighting against Russians or fighting against China or fighting against you know, Middle Eastern enemies? Because, you know, think about that. My grandfather, and I mean both of them on both sides, my mother and my father, when one of my grandfathers was storming the beaches of Normandy, my other grandfather was in the Navy floating around in the Pacific Ocean talking about cleaning up his friends off of the deck of another ship. Disgusting. He said he thought about that often. Fish soup. Fish soup is what he said. He also got to see the aftermath of Japan. And it makes you wonder how many lies back then led to all of that. And can you believe it today? I don't know. Let's ask Elon Musk. You imagine being named after the scent that's put off from an animal? He made it like, he did good in his life, because that would be the kid definitely everybody would make fun of. Musk. You smell musky today. What Elon Musk age of abundance means for the future of capitalism. I got to check this out. See what he's. Oh, they want $1 per week to read their article. Nah. Oh, it's free. When it comes to the future, Elon Musk, best case scenario for humanity, sounds a lot like sci-fi socialism. Well, you got to hate those isms, man. The world's richest man, who for years warned about the dangers of artificial intelligence, lately has been painting a more utopian vision for what could occur when supermart robots are able to replace everyday workers. Well, isn't that the problem that's going on right now? Hey, check it out. Look, they're going to take your jobs, but don't worry about it. You don't need to get paid. They'll have a universal income of credits that you could get if you stay up to date on your medical products. Does that make sense? Because it's the social credit score that you're going to have to, you know, deal with to play with any of these gadgets that people like Elon Musk and other people are pushing. And let's be honest with what they're pushing. It's transhumanism. They want you to put a chip directly in your head, you know, so you can get the good Wi-Fi. Now, right now they're pushing it like it's just going to help, you know, people with a gimpy leg. I don't know. See, I have to get a new, a modern woke dictionary. So I, you know, if I'm joking around and I say something and then I find out, you know, like there's 12 people that are like, you know, we were really offended by that word you used. Okay. So if you were handicapped in any way, does that sound better? Okay. In any way, these chips and these technologies are supposed to help you, you know, walk again, talk again. You know, you remember, they could rebuild them better than ever with science. Now, what they're talking about is a complete control grid and a social credit score that is the interface. So in order to do anything, get medicine, healthcare, food assistance, universal income in any country that's offering it, they are going to monitor your behavior. And when you say bad things or you don't agree with the narrative, they'll deduct points into a point when you can no longer do anything. You won't be able to buy shit. You won't be able to do nothing. No traveling, no purchasing, no tourism, no good food. You won't be able to get the organic stuff. You'll get the ration for bad people, and they'll punish people like this. You watch, it's coming. But right now, they're still trying to sell it. They got to sell it. They have to have you hooked in to the metaverse or whatever the system is that they're eventually going to go to call the replacement for the open source internet that we all enjoy today, that has been being closed in and walled off, creating these internet ghettos of people with content, ideas, information that just get lost in the shuffle because the search engines won't put them even when you're looking. And I've noticed over the last couple of years that my ability to research certain topics has been severely limited. And it seems like the internet is being shut down systematically along with freedom, side by side, hand in hand, to the point where we're going to be the literal form of idiocracy. And that's already happening right now. You see it everywhere. But people don't really read books like they used to. So when this internet thing goes down, I'm going to say 80% of the readers are cut off from information. And I got to admit, I'm guilty myself right now where I forget things and I have to go Google it. I go Google it and I go, yeah, right. I knew that. But every day I get up and I absorb the entire internet. It feels like, you know, I go to all the sites, I get up to date news on everything. And then I try to like sit on it and see what it is that's going on really. And what I see is really scary. The good guys and the bad guys are all selling the same thing. Get a chip or you won't be able to participate. And the thing is the way technology is, from my understanding, they don't need to put the chip in it in you any longer. It can be grown in you. It can be somewhat created inside of you. And it puts a new twist on the idea of why humans are so saturated in heavy metals and plastics. I don't know. Maybe someone should look at that and see if that just happens to be the things you might need to build some kind of internal chip. Just saying. Anyway, let's move on. Marvel Studios has its lowest opening day with the Marvels breaking a record it didn't want. Because it doesn't want the fact that people don't like the woke broke movies. So when people complain to the companies, they double down. They don't want to show you what you want to see. They want to show you the program, the program that they have for you. But anyway, last night, Marvel Studios broke a record. It was one they didn't want. The Marvel opened for about $14.5 million. And had the lowest Thursday, Friday opening ever for a Disney Marvel release with $21.3 million in 2008, The Incredible Hulk. So at the beginning, before they started social justice warrioring the movies to you, they were banking because people liked it. They were like, wow, this is the stuff I watched and, you know, loved as a kid. And then they put it on a movie. You name it. It's all of the comic book characters. It's the Transformers. You think of it, G.I. Joe, all of it. What they do is they take your childhood heroes and then they warp them or kill them so that it, you know, it does something to your morale as a person. You know, I love that. And then, well, they kill it off or turn them into a bad guy. Let's reimagine it to be evil. Yeah. Optimus Prime? Sure, he's a Decepticon. Not really. Anyway, they don't seem to get that the viewer, though, doesn't like it. That we don't like it. We don't like the woke garbage in the movie. I don't want to be lectured to. I want to see a new original storyline that doesn't have something to do with a political agenda shoved down my throat, basically. And they just can't figure out why, but I think they know and they just don't care. I think what it is they feel like they'll outlast the viewer and browbeat them into submission. That may be their goal, is to just browbeat you into submission. We'll just hammer you with these ideas that you don't like. We'll push it on you. We'll push it on you. We'll put it in the children's programming. We'll put it in the cartoons. And if you say you don't want that or don't like it, we'll call you names. We'll come up with some names. We'll call them, hey, you bigot. You bigot. Are you a bigot or do you just not want to be lectured? Anyway, let's see what these people are saying while I ramble on. It's ironic turn of events for Captain Marvel. She's not that marvelous. And part of it's the movie sucks. I don't know about this one because I haven't watched this one, but the last one kind of sucked. Anyway, Captain Marvel, its predecessor, was the highest grossing female superhero action film. And then everybody felt burned. And then they were like, yeah, no thanks. That's probably what happened here. Everyone has got it wrong. It seems from the idea to the execution. What's really upsetting Disney Marvel is the Marvel movie cost $200 million to make, and they only got $14 million in return. No one blames the star, but you could look all over YouTube. Everybody blames the star because she's got a big mouth, and she's super woke, and she says all kinds of stuff, and it turns off people, and they're like, no. Next, she'll be 400 pounds with blue hair telling us things that are wrong with us that we never wanted to know. Anyway, I'm sure I'll get some comments. Don't worry. Muslim leaders all get together. Not surprising, to blast Israel's crimes. Isn't it funny, the whole concept that they always try to get, go to the world, I guess, audience, right? Because it's a big theater of war, right? But it's always like this. It doesn't matter the factions, you know, he said, she said, who shot Nelly in the belly with the meatball? Just like the old soap operas. They play this to you. Oh, the Muslims are upset at the Jews again, and the Jews are mad at the Muslims. They're going to kill each other now. And you're supposed to care in America why? I'm not sure. Now, if you have some kind of connection there, go there. Go there and deal with it. If you just need to. If life is motivating you to go live in the 12th century and kill each other, woo, go for it. Is that bad? Am I bad for not picking sides? Does that make me, you know, some name they came up with? I don't think so, but they'll give it to me anyway. As far as I'm concerned, no skin in the game. And I don't care about their border. Let's fix the border where I live. That seems to be an open door. Isn't it weird that we protect everybody else's borders with like jets and bombs and guns, but our border's protected with, you know, a couple pea shooters and some guys on a horseback, ATVs, lone predator drone, you know, just kidding. And the whole idea that I thought was stupid from the beginning is that we need a wall on our southern border. We just need to enforce the border as it was and take control of it. That's all. And when people know that you get punished and you don't get to run around and get free benefits, they don't come, period. You don't need a big wall separating, you know, countries, which is dumb. It's bad for the wildlife. And plus, walls can be used to keep you in. Just remember that. Anyway, we don't need a wall. But they have so many predator drones, infrared sensors, night vision, etc. If we wanted to control the border, we could do that very easily. You get up a FLIR on one of these drones and people stand out like Christmas lights. It's not like we don't know where, when, or how they come across. And mark my words, this conflict, Muslim leaders blast Israel crimes, Iran. Solution is Palestinian from river to sea. So you don't get a choice. You get both sides. Let's just genocide them. I mean, why would someone from a third point of view care if you guys all want to kill yourself? Well, we won't have a choice because all of the refugees will be shipped to the Western world for us to deal with. And then we'll have more clashing cultures. And maybe they can get it where people live long enough next to each other, where they hate each other too. And then we'll have new little, you know, violences between peoples that don't like each other. It's all very silly. But I think it's moving to the overall World War III plan, which is to rewrite the map across the world. Not just where you're thinking. Israel warns Hezbollah that Beirut could face similar fate to Gaza. In other words, Israel's ready to strike another nation. And I'm sure they have plenty of good excuses. You know, they got terrorists in there. There's insurgents, which may be true, obviously, but you can't take anything at face value anymore. As we head into the break, let's think about that. Like, do you care which side that all you can see millions of Americans on social media getting all excited about this, taking sides? Some of them using their religious dogma or dogma they have growing up, being raised in specific families. But for somebody like me, it just looks at the whole thing. Looks like a lot of people getting played for some population reduction and redrawing the map once again for the new world radio. Not radio. We're on the revolution.radio. And by the way, think about donating to revolution.radio that still allows free speech. At least right now, they're allowed to. No one's after them that I know of. But that could happen. And this this platform, like others, might get taken off. I'm speaking in code, so if you on the radio are wondering why I'm talking weird, it's so I don't get banned on YouTube, because everything's bad. Anyway, so as you can see, both groups want to genocide each other. So I don't know. Should I send my children over there to get shot in the head for two belief systems that I'm not part of, on land I don't live on, halfway across the world, where people have been fighting about the same piece of real estate for probably 10,000 years, last 3,000 to 5,000 for sure, and probably way back into antiquity, have been fighting over this same piece of real estate. You can have it. You can have it all. I don't want it. I live here. Anyway, we're about to take a small break for the Revolution Radio commercial listeners. And you guys on YouTube, I'm going to go pee. I'm going to go pee while I got a chance. So we'll be back in about approximately 4 minutes, I think. I think it's just about that. And I'll wait till I hear the music. I don't hear it yet, so we'll just keep talking for a second. Oh, man, I shouldn't have drank all those coffees. But when we get back, we're going to go through some more headlines and just hear my opinions on it, because that's what tonight's show is, some ramblings from a stoner on Mountain High Time. And if you like what I'm talking about, or you can understand the code that I'm talking about, and I don't sound like a complete illiterate moron to you with my stuttering problems and trying to speak in code at the same time, join us over on YouTube, where you can meet some other people that are like-minded, chit-chatting in the chit-chat. And here goes the music. So we'll see you back in like 3 minutes or something like that.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
All right. Welcome back to Revolution.radio, where we're kicking it here on Mountain High Time. And think about donating to Revolution.radio, listener-supported radio, where the information doesn't stop and the internet doesn't sleep. That's what they say, and it doesn't. And we were just talking about how fake it was, at least the internet. And if you guys would like to help Mountain High Time, just click that little blue link in the description box. And I should be on here more regular now on the YouTube. Now, as far as Revolution Radio, that's every Saturday at 6 o'clock Mountain High Time. Don't forget to join us as the stoner goes to the news and says what I think, or at least what I think I can say about it without getting the midnight knock of the secret police. Like that guy that made the meme about Hillary Clinton and voting and stuff, you know, he didn't even do anything, but yet he's in jail. Just like those milquetoast insurgent protesters from January 6th, in my opinion. But meanwhile, you know, anti-Israel protesters swarm Grand Central, splatter flake blood on New York Times building and set Israeli flags ablaze. But they're not going to do nothing. But remember, they threw that guy in jail for burning a BLM flag. It's kind of like a, what do they call that? A two-tiered justice system that only, you know, prosecutes certain ideas or certain belief systems. And it's weird that they would pick the Patriot as the one that they wanted to attack. The people that would give the government backup if we actually did get invaded or had a real war worth fighting. But instead, they want to go after them. But if you want to, you know, raise hell on the streets, then by all means. Even really weirder than that is what they're doing over in England, where if you walk around with a flag representing your country that you're in, they'll come arrest you. But, you know, if you're screaming all this stuff on the street about who you want to genocide, that's okay. Don't worry about that. And don't get me wrong. Like, if you're just joining the show and you think, oh, he's anti-Israel, he's anti-Middle East. No, I'm not. I'm against all of it. I don't care. Keep it over there. Why are we going nuts over here over it? I don't think we should be funding it, taking part in it, none of it. I mean, what for? They never explain why. Well, we got an ally in the Middle East, but do we need one unless we plan on taking over the Middle East like in the Project for a New American Century? And then you got, what was that, General Gates bragging about how they were going to invade seven countries? And they basically did that, right? Then we had the Arab Spring and the whole thing, whole area got destabilized. But they're not done. And we're going to go help our little brother, Israel, or as Jordan Maxwell says, ISIS, Ra, and El, three different gods of the region in Canaan, before it was called Judea and Israel. And a lot of people are like, hey, Israel doesn't even exist. They stole the land and it was Palestine. And that's kind of silly. Maybe that's true in the recent time after World War II, after the Nazi government set up little colonies of German Jews in Palestine that it was called at the time. But if you go back further, of course, in time before the Romans named it Syria Palestina, it was called Israel and Judea. And before that, Canaan. And before that, who knows? Who knows? Who cares? Who cares? We don't even know what they called the lands in lots of places where long forgotten people went on jihads and went and killed each other for their dogma. And we don't even know about them. Their countries are gone. Their people's forgotten. And I have a feeling that's what's going to happen to everything that you see today. And besides, the elite seem to be ready to move on to the next phase that doesn't include religions. So it's in their benefit, in my opinion, if they let the religions go nuts, kill everybody, as long as they do the right things when they readjust the map. When we institute the world government, everything's got to be in the right place. And I have a feeling this is part of it by shipping people over here to protest in the streets about things that are happening across the world is part of that plan. And besides, where do you think those hundreds of millions of people that are going to get displaced are going? They're not going to go, you know, to the neighboring Muslim countries. They're going to ship those people to Europe and America to absorb it. Places that have already absorbed millions and millions of people over the past two decades. So you're going to see more of this protest craziness on the streets everywhere. Pro-Hamas mob chants Al-Akbar during nightmare Manhattan rampage, they say. And, you know, they're tearing down American flags, Jewish flags. For some reason, they don't tear down the UN flag, which is the only flag that probably needs to get removed from the United States the most. Is that United Nations flag that keeps involving us in things that really has nothing to do with us over here, at least. But yeah, do we want to allow nonstop bedlam and people going crazy for any reason? I don't care if it's Antifa, Black Lives Matter. I don't care if it's 100,000 Trump people. If they're tearing stuff down and they're hurting people and trying to, you know, push their will on everyone else, then I say F-bomb them. That's right. I said it. Screw all of those groupthink mindsets. But, you know, when you get into that topic, which one's worse? I don't know. I don't really want the Sharia law type or the Marxist type or the Soviet Stalin type or the Maoist China type or the Nazi Germany type or the police state of modern times type. Anyway, woman hurls hot coffee at a toddler and father with Palestinian scarf, calling them terrorists on Brooklyn's playground. And this is very reminiscent of the six-year-old boy that was killed for Israel by some crazy old guy. Was he really killed for Israel, or was he killed because some old guy's completely bonkers and thinks it's okay to hurt and kill people? Which seems to be what this woman also thought in her crazy head when she threw hot coffee at a toddler and a father because, you know, they were Palestinian scarf, calling them terrorists. Even if, you know, you don't like people, you don't have the right to, you know, burn them with hot coffee or assault them because you don't like them not using the right pronouns or, you know, just because you happen to be the wrong shade of skin in the wrong place. All of that's stupid. It has no place in what we're calling civilization. You know, I was going to get on here and talk about something more interesting tonight, but I thought I would get my facts together a little more. But the more I study archaic man and then look at today, I see that there's no difference. We haven't really, quote unquote, evolved at all, or, you know, any stretch of the word. And I'm not talking about the weird Darwin idea of us coming from monkeys. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the evolution of our, you know, conscious and civilized behavior as thinking, rational, empathetic creatures, which doesn't seem to be taking place in the world. Anyway, how messed up is that? You're walking along with your kid and some, you know, I got to remember not to say the bad words because, you know, I'm not saying I have Tourette's, but I've been known to drop a few words. So I've been trying my hardest to use the good boy voice. And somebody notified me that I dropped the ball earlier. So we'll try not to do that. Anyway, what a loser to attack children. Evacuations underway in Iceland as possible volcanic eruption looms. And for more on that, check out the Oppenheimer Ranch Project or Magnetic Reversal News, because he's on top of that. But this article here says a barrage of hundreds of earthquakes, including two exceeding magnitude 5.0 and the least seven topping 4.5, rattled Iceland's Reykjanes. I can't say it. Don't hate me. I cannot do it. I can't say it. Anyway, peninsula on Friday. The seismic swarm suggests the eruption of an area volcano in the hours or days ahead of has prompted Icelandic Meteorological Office to declare a civil protection emergency level. I think that means move. Like, you should go if you live in one of those areas that, like, has volcano, man, and, like, earthquakes and stuff. Dude. I'm kidding. Anyway, I don't like these, all these news sites now. They want a dollar from you. Anyway, I thought this was an interesting story from the Wall Street Journal. As migrants keep coming El Paso spends millions to keep him off the streets. It sounds a lot like what's going on in San Francisco for the Xi Jinping visit, right? Hide what's happening. Hide it. We went to pick up my girlfriend's parents in El Paso not too long ago, and they had recently had thousands of people just downtown hanging out, just came across the border and was like, hey, we here now. And they were on the streets everywhere. And there's this giant facility north of El Paso, this huge, that's processing lots and lots of people. And the people on YouTube can see down in Texas, they have razor wire flotation devices. The federal government keeps coming and removing that so that more and more people can come in. And, you know, this isn't like the old stereotype of Mexicans, our neighbors, coming across the border. No, this is people from everywhere, including Chinese nationals, people from Afghanistan, people from Iraq, people from Iran, people from Gaza, people from Israel. No, I made that last part up. People from Israel usually have, you know, passports and stuff. But if they were coming in the southern border to do, like, you know, something nefarious, nothing's stopping them. Nothing is stopping them. In fact, here you go. For the people on YouTube, you're about to see some white buses. And those are the buses full of people that go to these centers. And then they get distributed all throughout the United States, wherever they want to go. And then they'll get some, you know, a little bit of money, $2,200 to get them used to, you know, living with that universal basic income. And then think about this. If you worked all of your life and, I don't know, you made X amount of money and you retired and then you took Social Security and you've been paying that all your life, you'll get like $1,300, $1,200. But if you come in illegally through the southern border, you can get up to $2,200 a month in certain circumstances. Anyway, the rest of this says Texas, like most border cities, El Paso has long tried to have as little involvement as possible in caring for migrants who come and go every day. Federal authorities. And by the way, El Paso has a sister city of Juarez, and El Paso and Juarez have been next to each other forever. When I was a kid, used to go over there, didn't need a passport, didn't need, you know, to be with my head on a swivel or anything. Used to go over there, buy alcohol, go to the clubs. And I was 14. It's like 14 years old. Used to go down there, have a blast all the way to when I was about 20. And then they introduced the North American Trade Agreement or something like that. And immediately the cartels turned it into borderland, is what it is today, with coyotes bringing people, drugs, guns, back and forth. Back and forth. You got to remember, this is a two-way street. It goes back and forth nonstop. And our government allows it, facilitates it, and, you know, they don't care if you know about it. As migrations keep coming, they just want to spend millions to keep them off the streets so people don't see them. They'd rather ship them other places. Isn't it weird how that New York mayor, you know, super Democrat, super leftist, was all about, you know, oh, you guys are racist for not letting everybody in, until there was so many people in New York and he had to deal with it. And then he said some things, you know, like, we can't do this. We can't do it. We can't afford it. And then all of a sudden he's being investigated by the FBI for corruption. Isn't that funny how it works out? If you ever go against the grain in certain groups, you get busted. You get busted. Anyway, on to the next story. Invasive tick species is expanding its reach in U.S., researchers say. Nasty. What I'm looking at is like one of those lint rollers with a bunch of ticks, man. And that's exactly the little bugs I was dealing with when I was, you know, living outside as a homeless person. And I was like, you know what? I don't like the little vampires and all of their forms. And I was like, nope. Anyway, since 2017, researchers have watched as Asian longhorn ticks, an invasive species not usually found in the Western Hemisphere, have spread across the United States. And outreachers are using gruesome deaths of these three cows in Ohio to sound the alarm about the parasitic arachnids. In an analysis, in the Journal of Medicine, Entomology, they tracked the state's first known established colony of the brown ticks. In 2021, a farmer contacted Ohio State University researchers, reporting that three of his own cows had died during the tick infestation. The cause was exsanguination. I think that's, you know, when they drank all the blood out you or some such, something like that. Anyway, suffered as tens of thousands of ticks attacked the cows, including an adult bull, and bled them to death. That's a heck of a way to go. Anyway, how disgusting. Maybe they'll, you know, you never know. Next year they might come out with the tick vaccine. Or maybe the mosquitoes will get you first, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, sucking your blood, not giving you the vaccine, of course, because that would be conspiracy theory, right? Scientists say there may be a second Big Bang. If you believe in the first one. Anyway, instead of a single Big Bang that brought the universe into existence billions of years ago, cosmologists are starting to suspect there may have been a second transformative event that could explain the vast abundance of dark matter in the universe. Now, before I read the rest of this article, which I'm probably not going to, because as far as I know, there's been no dark matter discoveries where they've proved that dark matter exists in the first place, if I'm not mistaken, and I think I'm not. It's a made-up concept. What are they talking about? Have they ever had any? Have they observed it directly? No, I believe is the answer to all of those. I don't know what, you know, the lensing effect is, that you get when looking out in the universe, but maybe it's just gravitational lensing, if that's a real thing. You never notice that half of the sci-fi terms, no, I'm not talking about in the shows, but I just mean like in science today, like dark matter. It's not real. Yet, until they find it or they prove it. Anyway, let's hear their theory too. Dark matter is a hypothetical form of matter that doesn't interact with light or electromagnetic fields in any way, yet it appears to make up roughly 21% of the known universe. So right there, they just told you it's hypothetical. They made it up. It's not real. They haven't proved it. They never found it. They don't know. So it's kind of weird when they talk about stuff that they haven't proved, like the Big Bang theory in the first place, that there now there's a second Big Bang. If you didn't like the first one, we have a new and improved one. And for only $39.95, you can get 25 cents off of your next purchase. Shh. Anyway, back to war. That was a nonsensical article, methinks. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But when they say maybe, might, could be, we think, hypothetically, in a made-up scenario, in an alternate universe, in a different dimension, this is what could, might, maybe, could have happened sometimes if we guessed right. But they didn't. Anyway, back to Earth. Ukrainian military officer coordinated Nord Stream pipeline attack, just like a lot of people thought. It was the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians did it. They took their bombs and they went to, you know, they went to go diving and they put the bomb down there, blow up the thing. That's what happened. Anyway, this is according to the Washington Post. Compost. The Washington Compost. Democracy dies. That's their little logo up there. Democracy dies in darkness. Does it? Because it doesn't seem like it. It seems like democracy dies right out in the public when they just laugh at you and keep voting in the same things everybody says they don't want. But hey, who am I? Nobody. Anyway, according to a senior Ukrainian military officer with deep ties to the country's intelligence services, played a central role in the bombing of the Nord Stream natural gas pipeline last year, according to officials in Ukraine and elsewhere in Europe, as well as other people knowledgeable about details of the covert operation. In other words, the Russians didn't do it, in case you missed that. You missed that? I don't think you did. I don't think you missed it. Anyway, this is a funny article by InfoWars. GOP betrayed House Speaker. Oh, I read that wrong. Sorry. GOP betrayal, semicolon. House Speaker Johnson now says insufficient evidence to impeach Biden. In other words, in my opinion, he got to the very top. And when you get to the top, they show you a little, you know, like a little program of you doing something that you shouldn't have did, or maybe some dignitary around the world with his head popping or something like that. Anyway, it's weird how they always do a 180 once they get into power. But it's not surprising to me that this guy would be a shill, another empty suit, part of the fake left-right paradigm. And I really am boggled by people's excitement every time a new, you know, soap opera star, so to speak, comes out, like one of on the Democrats or Republicans. Well, they're going to change everything. Did you see that video on Jon Stewart? Oh, he was on a roll, man. He like was really saying some stuff and stuff. But then they get in office and they vote for the same two-party, nonsensical, central bank-style, top-down governance where they tax you to oblivion and then have the gall to tell you that they need your children to go fight some war somewhere else. No thanks. But anyway, I thought the guy was a little weaselly-looking thing. So they're just mad at him because basically he's been talking a bunch of rhetoric for years about the corrupt Biden crime family. And now that he's got his little role as Republican Speaker of the House, you know, I know that I said there was undisputable evidence and bank records and all of these, you know, other things that are out in the public, by the way. You know, I know I said that, but, you know, I have a family and I'd like to get paid. And so, you know what? There's insufficient evidence at the moment. Maybe we're judging him too quick, though, because the actual quote is there is insufficient evidence at the moment to initiate formal impeachment proceedings. I don't know why they did one about a BJ in the Oval Office with Clinton. And then you guys saw the Russian hoax nighttime television specials of the Trump impeachments. And I was right from the beginning, man. You can't trust either side. When I saw Biden and Trump up on the, you know, stage debating, I'm like, wow, there's literally two old men trying to debate who's going to force penetrate my skin with their pharmaceutical drugs first. Always. Yeah, that's right. Same as the old boss is the saying, and it seems to be always. And forever. Anyway, study links cell phone use to lower sperm count, but authors downplay findings. I'm not even going to read this article either because, you know, the way YouTube is, they'll say I claim something that I, you know, that me personally or something. I'm reading articles. And if you want to read that article, it's by Susan Burdick, PhD in Defender Magazine. But I already have been talking about that, you know, it's the environment. The environment of the Western individual has been feminized, toxified, demoralized, and now they're literally pulling the plug on the whole thing. So they're going to turn off power, turn off access to food and freedom of speech that starts. And you know what's after that. So I don't think I have to tell you what happens when the First Amendment is void. And you ever think about this? If we allow Marxists or atheists or any of those type of fundamental ideologies to take power of any specific country, especially the U.S., think about this. You get a bunch of people in office, whether you voted or not, whether you believe in that or not, whatever. They're there. These people are going to vote on stuff, supposedly, right? And you believe that they're supposed to protect you and that it's a coincidence that everybody's having problems with procreating in countries, specifically the U.S., where every neighborhood has a baby termination center. So they convinced all these people to get rid of their natural God-given right of reproduction and to continue your line of DNA on this earth. And they switch the idea with, you know what? If you kill your kids, you know, you could go party. You could stay out to like 10:30, you know. You guys could come over and have a beer. We could do nasty things. And you know what? If something so happens to happen, you just whack it. Take care of it, you know. You could take care of it. Don't worry about it. Anyway, back to what I was saying. If you ever let atheists or people that don't respect life or that don't believe in God or don't believe in a creator of any kind into control and they take every position of control, then all of a sudden they will argue that because there is no creator, then therefore your constitutional inalienable rights no longer exist either. Because if you don't have a creator to fundamentally give you them, I guess that's not even the word, not fundamentally. If the creator's not there to give you your inalienable rights, then you don't have any, right? So therefore, you know, like that old Twilight Zone, the state has proven that there is no God. And in my opinion, programs – real or, you know, made up that are causing people to become infertile or have lower sperm count, whether it's food or medicine or environment, toxic chemicals, whatever the reason is. That's your fundamental right that's getting taken away. So if they're cutting the population short, obviously they have to do other things like, you know, turn off the power. Tell you you're bad for being alive. And then I thought this was a cool story just to slip this in there with all of that talk. UFC fighter makes entrance with a shirt that reads Trump was indicted before anyone on the Epstein client list. And on another news, flights get longer as airlines are forced to skirt war zones. Well, duh. Isn't that dumb? Isn't that dumb? Me and David Dubine were just talking about this the other night. First, you know, it's hard to get used to the idea that after 9/11, they want to fondle you before you go places, right? So first it was like, yeah, you know, we got dogs and metal detectors. We don't want them terrorist guys getting in here. None of that stuff. We don't want the terrorist guys getting in here. So, let me look in your pants. Okay.
you can pat me down for a gun. No. No, we want to go in your underwear. We got to get in your underwear to make you safe. You know what I'm saying? We got to put our hands in your pants so you can get on this here plane and go to a war-torn region somewhere in the world. I'm just joking. That's a bad accent. Anyway, so first they get you, you know, in this security line, I guess you call it. You know, you get a ticket line, you get in there, got to go through the security. And what better idea to have than squeeze everybody in one little confined spot if you're worried about them having dangerous things, right? That seems totally legit, right? Hey, you know, we're worried about somebody bringing a bomb or a gun up here, so we need you all to get over there and you guys to just all stand there in the same spot. Anyway, let's skip past that. The flights are getting longer. Airlines are forced to skirt war zones. So you're going to be stuck in the plane with, you know, all of the things that come along with traveling, which is horrible sometimes, right? The way they treat you, the way you get crammed in. And then the thought one of those setups are actually happening with people that have nefarious ideas. And then what if you get stuck on that plane? And then the fact that all of the airlines are admitting their planes are old and they're falling apart. And, you know, don't worry about it. You can just get in an AI airplane and, you know, travel the stars, I guess. Not really. Not to mention all the pilots having strokes, heart attacks, and all that stuff while they're trying to fly the plane. Did that always happen, or is that just a new phenomenon? Real estate industry trembles over commissions on home sales because nobody can afford a home anymore, right? We talked about that the other night. The average price for a home to afford it, $111,000. And I'll tell you right now, I don't got it. I don't got it right now. I don't see me having it in 2 years or 5 years. You know, I wish, but YouTubes don't pay too good. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, this channel's not even monetized. Neither have the last seven that have been banned and excluded for your viewing options. And just think about that. YouTube thinks you're so dumb that you can't watch people and decide what to think for yourself. So they protect you by banning people. Isn't that nice? Anyway, yeah, people are mad. They're not making the money they were making on selling houses. Commissions down. People can't afford stuff. That's what's going on. And it ain't cool, man. Did I show you this? I did. So we're not going to do that again because this is made up about dark matter. Dark matter, the fake matter. Wild West of ketamine use for pain, for depression, sparks fears after patients report horrific experiences. Now we got to being here on the 420 TV news network, i.e. Mountain High Time. You can find us on the Raven Wolf channel, 420 TV, American 4K, and Mountain High Time, along with Revolution.radio here that you're listening to. So we got to get into it because, you know, we're of the 420 nature here. The number of ketamine prescriptions across the U.S. is said to be rising, sparking fears among medical experts. Patients have reported horrific experiences after receiving the drug, used commonly to treat pain and depression. What are these horrific experiences they speak of? Ketamine is a cheap drug and is administered by doctors and nurses regardless of their level of training. A study conducted by experts at Duke University realized more than a third of 300 patients analyzed suffered hallucinations and disturbances of the dark side. Oh, maybe it's dark matter. Maybe that's what it was. Daniel Bass told how he was given the drug to stem the pain as he suffers from a rare bone disorder. He told the Associated Press, no matter how horrific an experience is, if it allows me to be more functional, I'll do it. So just imagine that.
This guy's taking his drug. Who knows what he's hallucinating? And it's horrific. But he's like, you know what? My back don't hurt. That's good. You know, that pain's gone. I don't care about that little silly alien demon creature sitting there by the bed telling me I'm going to go to hell. Oh, my back feels so much better, though. Just kidding. Anyway, so how are you guys doing out there in the television land? You know, I was going to talk tonight about the Neanderthals in the Denisovans. And, man, we're just doing the same thing again. I think they might even go so far as to hide in a bunch of bunkers, destroy the top, wait a few thousand years, and see what develops up top. And then of course, they'll come and, you know, tax us. While they try to, you know, convince us that human beings are the end-all problem to all problems on Earth, which, you know, in a way that makes sense. We're humans. True. We cause our own problems. True. But are we the world problem? Are we a virus that should be removed from the Earth? Like one of those, what's that royal prince's name? I think it was Andrew or Andy or something. I don't know. You know, the one guy that said he wanted to come back as a virus and kill 99% of the population. And that's how these elite think about everybody. So now we hit the peak of 8 billion people on the Earth. And even though the Western world and a lot of the world has a medium age of, I think it's 37 is the average. Echo? That's weird. Where did echo come from? I don't understand. Somehow I got an echo, they say? Uh-oh. I don't think I got one on Revolution Radio, do I? I don't think so. It must be for YouTubers for some reason. Anyway. I think that's all I got for YouTube. We'll turn it off and figure out the echoing problem. No, it would have to be on the radio, he said. But that doesn't make sense because I only have one mic. So if there's an echo, it has to be from the radio station. Weird. I don't understand why there would be an echo. I only have one mic. Weird, man. Let me see what the people on YouTube say. No echo on YouTube. I have no idea why there's some echo on the radio. Because I only have one mic. Weird. Anyway. I guess we'll just keep going. I mean, I don't know what to do about an echo. I only have one mic. Is there still an echo on the radio? Hold on one second, peeps. That does not make sense why there would be an echo. Unless someone tried to call in or something. They weren't supposed to. Weird. Technical difficulties. I don't know what to say about the radio. I only have the one mic. I mean, it's a phone mic, so I'm not even on with other devices. Weird. That's really weird. Anyway, as I was saying, the, I don't know, that kind of caught me off guard. They told me the radio was echoing, but I don't know how that's possible. Let me see if it's still going. Yeah. See if it's echoing now. I don't know what happened. I only have one microphone and it's connected through the phone. So apologies to those on the radio feed. I don't understand what the echo was about. It's kind of like last week the commercials played through. We didn't understand why either. So there might be some technical difficulties there. Let me check with my listeners to see if I'm still echoing. I don't see no one else on the call. I have no idea why there's an echo. I know it's not on my end because I only have one mic through one connection through a phone call. So I don't know what that is. I'll check to see if it's still on. They'll tell me here in a second. And if not, I guess that's tonight's show. And maybe that won't happen next week. I don't know what that is. No, anyway, hopefully I'm not echoing. I've got a bunch of conflicting information. Some people say on their feeds that it's echoing, and other people are telling me that the radio station is just perfect and everything is fine. So I don't know what's going on there. Hopefully I'm not echoing. But if not, you know, that was weird. Supposedly just somewhere in one of my sentences, it started echoing, but, maybe I got attacked. I was saying too many things. No, I'm just joking. It's the algorithm. Just kidding. No algorithm. I don't know. Yeah. So that's the fifth person that says there's an echo still. I don't know. Anyway. Thank you for listening to Revolution.Radio, whether that was an echo in your speaker or not. And I hope you liked the show, despite the abrupt closing ending of what I was saying. So I just kind of cut YouTube off. They'll understand. They're good people. They know. They know about that. And they told me no echo. So I got a couple more people to check the radio, and they say it sounds fine on their feed. So maybe it's some kind of internet artifact that certain people were experiencing through the feed. I'm not sure. But anyway, thanks for listening to Mountain High Time. And next week I was planning on maybe having a guest, hopefully. I don't want to count my chickens before they're hatched, but I've been trying to line up some great guests. I was hoping to get Brian Forster back on here for a third interview to talk about, you know, what he's into, but we'll see how that goes. And if not, I'll be back on here again, going in depth craziness into the world we live in. I was going to concentrate, I think, next week though, on the Neanderthal, Denisovan, Cro-Magnon, and other archaic humans. How many were there? What were they doing? And how often were they getting freaky? Because it seems like the story is unfolding is quite different than the one, especially the one that was, you know, taught to us in school, being an out of Africa theory. It turns out that it's very possible that there was multiple sources for hominids, you know, around the world. And it's very possible that mankind evolved or created or existed, however you want to phrase that. I know a lot of people get touchy on words because it implies beliefs that they don't have, but thank God for freedom of speech, and I can talk how I want to, and you know, people can suck on a toe all the way to Mexico. Anyway, let's see, the time is 7:52 Mountain High Time, and let's see what's going on for the last 5 minutes. I was thinking to go to Drudge because, you know, even though they turn really leftist, I don't know if you guys noticed that, but they turn really kind of lefty. So I have a theory that Matt Drudge may have sold it and maybe had a non-disclosure agreement not to tell people that he sold it, because it sure did go from a equally, you know, balanced kind of website over to a more left-leaning website. And all he's ever done is just put different headlines attached to links that would go to whatever story from on different platforms, and he would always put a spin on it. Now they still do that, but it seems like the Drudge Retort bought the Drudge Report, and now I don't know what the people at the Drudge Retort, which was a left leaning counter to the Drudge Report. So what they do when Drudge went leftist, I don't know. Did they go right? I doubt it. I think they went out of business and just closed that website. I don't think it does anything. It might. Let's see here. Oh, it's just more Trump stuff. That's all they want. That's all they really want anyone to talk about now is Trump, and not in a good way. Trump lost me when in warp speed. I fell off the boat. I fell out the bandwagon at warp speed. You know, so yeah, I think he's a better choice than whatever's going on with the, drugged up elderly guy that's supposedly the opposition. But I don't know. I don't know. It almost seems like they would put Trump in there just to be the guy that threw us into all the wars that had to deal with it. And then he can say, oh, yeah, I inherited this war. It wasn't my fault. It was Biden. And, you know, Biden, he doesn't seem to be running anything. So who knows what's going on there? I was wondering if you guys saw his face melt off the other day when they were on the, I don't know if it was Air Force One or a different plane. But he was talking to reporters, and he had these two spooky guys behind him. One of them I recognized from the Department of State, and the other guy was just weird. And it was like they looked like his little handlers by him, and the lighting was just off where you could see. It looked like Biden's face was literally melting off of his face, man. It was trippy. So I don't know what's going on there. Are they super gluing his face to his skull? You know, and I don't want to sound woo-woo, but is someone else wearing a Biden mask? Because it was weird looking. And I know that the guy had cancer and some surgeries, so I don't want to get too far into the conspiracy theories. I know a lot of people tripped out on his ear looking different in photographs from over different times, but he did have a surgery on that side of his face that changed the way he looked. But what I saw the other day on that clip, he looked like, you know, a sleaze stack wearing a human rubber mask, and it was falling off or something. Or like that show V back in the day, if you remember that, where the reptilians come with rubber or fleshy type human suits on, right? So I'm still getting... Okay, so some people say I sound just fine. No echo. You have no echo, don't worry about it. I don't... Whatever. So next time, hopefully we won't have any hitches, but I guess this was my first actual Mountain High Time show. I mean, before I was just playing interviews that I had on YouTube, but I'll be doing live shows every Saturday here. We're going to talk about everything. I'm going to try to get as many guests on here that question narratives to get a different aspect of things. But if I can't get guests, it'll just be me rambling about new technologies and conspiracy theories. But I feel like I'm more of a conspiracy factist than a conspiracy theorist, because I use the fact to form my theory. But anyway, we'll see you next week on Mountain High Time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you later.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it,